We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I have to say, I listen to Bob a lot. And every time I hear that intro, it makes me smile. Because, I mean, yeah, okay, bombastic loudmouth, yeah. Bob is the sweetest sweetheart you ever want to meet. He is. He's just such a good guy. And, I mean, I know that'll ruin his street cred and everything. But the cool thing is, he's not here to stop me. So I can do whatever I want. This is Tara Servatius, by the way, the morning host. If you're not familiar with me because you don't listen during them hours. I sit in this chair from 6 to 10 a.m. every morning. If you like what you hear today and you're not a regular listener, that's okay. That's cool. We got a podcast you can listen to throughout the day. And all the stuff's the same. Ingles Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Text line, 71307. Okay, we've got some good news from Bobby. A lot of you have texted in. Where is he? Is he okay? Yeah, Bob is fine. But his baby doll, Brenda, as he calls her, his beloved wife, and he really is a sweetheart with Brenda. She had surgery, and the good news is he brought her home today at midday. Very weak from the surgery, but otherwise doing well. He says thanks for all the thoughts, prayers, and feeling help, and he will be back. Money Penny, he'll be back on Monday, right? Yes, she says thumbs up. Okay, so we're good. We're good. We're good there. And that's great because I know I texted him in the middle of the night in the beginning of the week. And he was up. He texted me right back. He was up with her. She'd had the surgery. And he didn't know at that point when she would be home. So that is really good news. So that's our Bob update. And again, he and she could definitely use your prayers. All right, I got to tell you, I was just sitting in here roaring reading this. And then I watched the video, and I felt bad for laughing like I did. I mean, not entirely bad, but I did feel bad. Did you see what happened in North Carolina? Dad and boy, you understand something about wrestling. If you ever had kids who've wrestled, I have two boys who wrestle. It triggers something primal in you as a parent to see your child thrown around on the mat. It just does. I know that doesn't, it's not logical, but it does. It triggers some kind of weird defense mechanism. And this poor guy got triggered. Dad in North Carolina attacked a high school wrestler during a match on Saturday. It's basically every WWE show ever features at least one person running into the match to interfere and beat someone up. So that's maybe the template. I don't know. But you don't usually see it happen during amateur wrestling matches. Two kids are wrestling at a meet in Kannapolis on Saturday. One of the kids did a move the ref called illegal. And so the dad out of nowhere comes sprinting in the crowd. So I'm reading something. Dad is nuts. He is full on cuckoo, right? So then I go in there, I'm like, all right, I got to see the video. And then I went, I get it. Because, and I'm justifying it. Don't send me a hate text. Wait, hold on. Stop texting before you send me a hate text. I get what happened here. Okay, I'm not justifying it. If you watch the video, you're like, that's not cool. I mean, he basically illegally picked the kid up and slammed him down on his head and his neck. And you watch that? I'd have come up out of the stands too. I would have lost my mind watching that done to my son. I mean, and it wasn't from like down low either. I mean, he full on picked him up and body slammed him head first. And as the kid's head hits, you know, I know what happens. I know he's going to survive. But if I didn't know how it ended, I think he just killed my kid. And I think the dad just lost it. And if you have boys who wrestle, you know darn well that is not cool. That is absolutely not even close to acceptable. I don't know what that kid was thinking. Wasn't right for dad to rush him. But after watching the video, I did wish that dad got a couple licks in before the police dragged him off. That was just That was just not cool. That was not cool. All right. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. If you get a chance, give the video a watch. Because it kind of changes your perspective. The one I feel the worst for, though, is the son. He's got to go to school, man. Oh, I'd want to change my school, my wrestling team. Oh, growing up is hard enough. Texter writes, Ann announced you were next, and when I heard your voice, the biggest smile broke across my face. Oh, that's so sweet. Now the texter writes, thanks for the update, Tara. Now the texter writes, my boys wrestled. For that reason, I kept the camera in front of my eyes out, and I kept the camera in front of my eyes out and took a seat on the second floor. Otherwise, I would have done the same thing. I don't want to choke that kid. That was not good. He could have broken the man's son's neck. I mean, that, I understand the father's rage. Absolutely. That was not good. Forget sportsmanship. That was just pure on almost homicidal to do that. And those mats are not soft at all. Your boys come home for wrestling, you know what it's like. They're like last night, Crash was complaining his knee hurt. He didn't bang it or anything. He was just kneeling. Texter writes, hey, Tara, texting, I am still dying about the canine officer that bit the cow and got tased for his what? Did I miss something? I don't have to Google that at the break. That sounds fabulous. Oh, God. Wrestling stories. You're going to have to wait a minute. Because, okay, right now for me, this is like 11 p.m. at night, right? Because the time I work. So I am not in a serious mode. I'll get my serious mode hat on in a minute. I'm like me in the afternoon when I pick my kids up, which is what I usually do at this time. With the kids, doing homework, that kind of thing. But I got to tell you a wrestling story. Crash, my son, his first wrestling match, right? And wrestling is a thing in our family, right? I mean, it's a big thing. The boys do it. My daughter could do it. She could join if she wanted, but she's not her thing. So the boys and their dad wrestle all the time. I mean, there is always a wrestling match going on in my house. If they're up and about, right? So somebody's always knocking somebody down. And as a result, my boys are good wrestlers because they're just used to it. And they've rolled around with their dad since they were kids. Well, they have this thing they do, right? The only time they get to hit dad and pummel dad is when they're wrestling with him on the floor. Otherwise, it's not allowed. And that's going to have to stop eventually because the boys will get big enough that it'll hurt. And my husband lets them do this so they get comfortable using their fists. You know what I mean? If you get a boy in a fight, he's not used to hitting anybody. Somebody hits him. It's not a natural response. You know, my husband doesn't want to raise boys like that. So when they are wrestling and messing around on the floor and rolling around, they get to punch their dad, right? And they punch him pretty good, and he screams, you know, like it hurts, and it's all fun. It's all good, right? It's part of the game. So that's how Crash grew up wrestling, right? You just roll around on the floor, and you punch him as hard as you can. Well, you know, Crash wasn't very old. I think he was six. His first wrestling match, right? So I'm a little nervous. I get up on the sideline, as many parents do, and I'm standing there, right? Because I want to be there for him, right? You know, I want him to hear me. Mom, I'm here. You know, I'm here. Go, you know, go Crash. And I'm yelling at him so he knows I'm there. Because it's intimidating. I mean, there's a whole gym full of parents, and they're all yelling and screaming. Everybody's watching just the two of you, and you're grappling and fighting. I mean, it's a hard thing to ask a kid to do. It's character building. And you don't realize how hard till you do it. So I want to let him know I'm there, right? Well, so that means, since I'm standing on the sideline, that all the parents know what kid is mine? So Crash goes in there, and in his mind, he's just doing what he does at home. It's his first match, right? Fabulous. Canine attack. We'll get to that next. And so it's his first match. And so he doesn't really know what the rules are. And in all honesty, maybe we should have explained them to him. Well, this kid immediately ends up on top of him, flips him over. Because he hasn't done this before. Flips him over. Kid's on top of him. Crash clocks this kid. Like, just bam. And then doesn't stop. Because he's, you know, he's swinging and hitting like he does with his dad. Well, you know, you're not, like, allowed to do that. And the whole crowd gasps. Like, and Crash is now on top of the kid. And he's bam, bam, bam. And I'm like, stop. And everybody could tell I'm the mom. And I am dying. I am the mother of the monster kid. And I know what's going on. I know exactly. He didn't know. I mean, this is how he's always wrestled since he was a kid. And it got really quiet in there. Like, this dreadful, disgraced silence as the refs and both the coaches go running at the boys and rip Crash off of him. Crash has no idea he's done anything wrong. He is completely confused. Everybody stops, starts screaming at him. And I am like to die. I wanted to just crawl right under that wrestling match and die because I have now distinguished myself as the mom by standing on the sidelines yelling. So, yeah, that was my first wrestling match. It's gotten better now that Crash understands that you can't punch the other person in the face. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, and texter writes, Tara, great to have you filling in. Prayers to Bobby and baby doll Brenda. I don't get to listen long in the morning, but great to hear you in the afternoon. Thank you. Another texter writes, Georgetown deputy answers a burglary call. His dog gets excited and attacked a cow. Deputy tases the dog to get it off the cow. The cow attacks the deputy. Okay. Moneypenny just handed it to me. I'm going to have to read this. We'll do some serious stuff, too. Coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Text line 71307. Texter writes, you've always made the point that cows are more dangerous than sharks. Bingo. And they are. They attack. You should keep this in mind. If you ever have to cut across the field, and this is what happens to people who don't know cows. They think they can just cut across. You get between the mama cow and the baby cow. Yeah. I'll tell you what. All right. So this is what y'all were talking about. I'm trying to follow it. You almost need banjo music in the background to make it real. South Carolina police officer investigating a burglary set off a chain of events that saw a dog, a cow, and himself, and the homeowner injured. Began around 4 p.m. Wednesday when the deputy was responding to a burglary call, readied his canine, then waited for backup to arrive before checking out the residence. That was supposedly at the time being, thank you, broken into. The dog decided to call an audible. A cow nearby distracted the dog. And he subsequently, the dog, bit the cow. In an attempt to protect the cow from injuries, the deputy tased the dog. The officer then The officer then tased the dog, which had already been bitten the cat. Once the canine was leashed and put back into the cruiser, the panicked cow was apparently not ready to let it go. She couldn't let go of it. She struck the deputy and the homeowner, the homeowner, who owned a property where the chaos ensued. When it turns out there was no burglary. All involved reportedly suffered minor injuries. Prayers for the dog, wrote one Facebook. You see, that's what I don't care about anything else. Is the dog okay? That's all I care about. And you know what? They never tell you the one thing you want to know in these articles. They never do. 800-347-1063 text line 713. I said, what do you want me to do? You want me to talk about this or impeachment? I am so over impeachment. You can't handle that amount of lying in one space. You really can't. My dad called me the other day. He said the devil is the father of lies and all they do is lie. And I'm like, I know, it's like watching the devil. It is. Is it not? Tell me it's not creepy. Texter writes, you're on this morning, you're on this afternoon. I'm spending more quality time with you today than with my wife. Hope she doesn't get jealous. Ha! Tell her I said, hey. You know, she could tune in too, and then it would be the three of us. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I attended a Pee Wee League football. An overzealous parent reached from the sidelines and tackled a little player with the football, stopped him from a TD. After the game, the parent of the child walked straight to the overzealous parent and whom tackled his son. The player's parent shook the man's hand and said in deathly terse voice, you ever lay a hand on my son again and I will split your head open. The three walked off the field together. The tackler didn't even have a child in the game. Okay, so it's primal and it's not necessarily instinctual for your children. All right. Let's see. Tara, who is Trump's heir apparent in the GOP? Is there anyone on the radar who can keep this going in 2024? Not that I know of. I'll tell you who is his heir apparent is not. It's not Nikki Haley. She's just Romney in a skirt. Texter writes, cows line up north to south when grazing. They act like a comp. Do they? Seriously. So like you could tell the direction when, is that true? I'm going to have to Google that. Cows line up north to south when grazing. They act like a compass. Huh. Oh, no, wait a minute. I don't think I... Are they all pointing the same direction? I'll have to look next time I go by one. Okay, we got Eugene from Pauline on McTaxter and the Surplus. Hey, Eugene.
Hello there. I was just wanting to ask, you know, McTaxter's talking about giving back money, but yet they're taxing us for the roads. And I'm just trying to figure out, where did they get this money? They said we didn't have no money and had to have this big gas tax. But now they're wanting to give back surpluses. That I remember before they said we had surpluses, and then all of a sudden we didn't. And now we have them, but we still got the big gas tax. Why didn't they use that money to fix the roads instead of taxing us?
Eugene... Bingo. I mean, we were making that argument at the time. The tax raised, and I forget off the top of my head, forgive me, I don't have the exact figure, but I know it was like a billion and then some plus a year. And yeah, that's about what the surplus is every year. So did we have money for the roads? Heck yeah, we did.
Well, why didn't they use that lottery money instead of sending it back to us? Why didn't they use that to fix the roads?
They could have used just about anything to fix the road because they wanted more money to pass around. That's why.
Yep. We're sending regards over to Bob.
Thank you, Eugene, and hopefully Bobby will be back in this seat on Monday.
Yep. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, Eugene from Pauline. Texter writes, Tara with his crazy eyes, vacant smile, and creepy demeanor. Schiff reminds me of the Marshall Applewhite of the Heaven's Gate cult. I don't know what that is, but it sounds creepy. I'll take your word for it. Texter writes, good to hear from you again, Tara. Thank you very much. Another texter writes, when I was a little kid, my grandfather had a mean cow that would chase me when I would try to go through the field down to the creek to play. To this day, I'm scared of cows. Cows kill like, let me look it up. Hold on. It was a shocking number of people. And we spend a lot of time worried about sharks, but we really need to worry about cows. How many people cows, hold on, kill? It really is a thing. Let's see. It's a big number. Yeah, okay. Animals kill just over 400 people in the U.S. on average each year. Okay, yes, okay. It's cows kill 20 people a year, dogs 28, and then there's other mammals. That's 52 deaths per year. That's got to be deer, right? Like colliding with your car. And sharks is not, I mean, it's some years they don't kill anybody. So, yes, 20 people. So, I mean, you got to watch out for those cows, and they'll sneak up on you. They look so peaceful and just dumb and big, but then, man, they do not put up with people they don't want around them. Let's see. Texter writes, Tara, McTaxter is only touting that surplus because he's going to say we can absorb more refugees. He won't decline. I don't know what his plan is. Texter writes, this week when you talked to Mr. Wilson, I wish you would have asked him about the red flag. Oh, Alan Wilson. Yeah. I know, but we'll get him back on. He's agreed to come on more. I didn't want to bug him about that because he really did make some pretty big news. And I didn't want to harangue him right out the door, you know, get him kind of softened up a little bit, and then I'll hit him with some harder questions. It was nice of him to come on because he was doing all these big national hits and he made time for the show. So I appreciated that, and I didn't wipe the floor with him. But I will definitely ask him about that. You're right. He should be doing more about the red flag law. And he may just be waiting to see what comes down from the state level too. Hopefully nothing. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. All right. Coming up next, we'll do some serious stuff. We'll get our head in the game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
See, now, y'all, I always learn something when I do this show. I always do. Every day, I learn something. And today is no exception to that. I mean, I got people driving all over the upstate by cows. And they're like, dude, they're all facing the same direction. Texter writes, I was a texter earlier saying that they always line their bodies up either north or south while grazing, which would mean you'd always be able to tell at least where east and west was, right? I mean, you could narrow it down. Texter writes, cows sense, this is the article, cows sense Earth's magnetism. A new study suggests cows sense the Earth's magnetic field and use it to line up their bodies so they face either north or south when grazing or resting. The discovery was made by a team led by Heinek Berta of the University of, in Germany. So it's a thing. See? Learn something. You guys always teach me something. Even if I don't tell you, sometimes I just read it on the text line and I look it up. Yeah, text writes, OMG, Tara, I just drove by a pasture. The cows grazing were basically all facing the same direction. LOL. So there you go. If the apocalypse comes and you have to navigate, you can navigate by cow.
Now, Tara.
Until the zombies eat them all. But yeah, go ahead.
My grandfather used to tell me that you can tell when it was going to rain because all the cows would be laying down.
Really? Do they do that?
I'm not. That's why I've always seen some lay down when it's getting ready to rain. It's just, I guess he's right.
Well, that might improve the weather broadcasting around here. If they got some cows, kept them out in a pasture besides, like, you know what I mean, one of the TV stations?
You know, we do have a nice little field right behind the building. We could talk to Steve about it.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd go for that. No, you know what we could do? Because, you know, because Lee basically has a weather station set up out there in Anderson. He's got some cows out there. You know what he could do? He'd just have his wife stick his head out the window. Her head out the window, see what the cows are doing. We would have the most accurate weather in the upstate.
That would be
that's
like
what we doing already, but yeah, go ahead.
That would be the daily occurrence.
Yeah.
What's the wife say the weather is?
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
You know, the moo time.
Yeah, I know. We could probably even get a sponsor for it. Folks downstairs can sell anything.
Pet dairy?
Would you say?
Pet dairy.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Yeah.
Texter writes, Tara, when someone says President Trump should investigate a fellow candidate, tell them that Joe Biden was a crook long before he was a candidate. See what? Oh, you know, this is in my inbox now, okay? This just happened, okay? Did you see this? They think they got him. They think they have Trump because somebody's got a tape recording of Trump at a fundraiser. It's a tape recording at a fundraiser saying that the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine should be fired. This is the media is all into this right now. We got him. On what? It's his prerogative to fire her. If he walks in the first day and doesn't like her ugly face, he could fire her. He's the president. Does nobody remember when President Clinton came in and fired all of the federal attorneys? The DOJ just wiped them all out? Anybody remember that? Put his own people in. Yeah. I mean, folks, this is why people make large donations, so they can get an ambassadorship. It's crooked as heck. It happens in every administration. How does that happen? They fire you. Ugh. See, we got it. He fired her. So, look, let me replay this. Okay, this is Representative John Ratliff. And I know we got some phone calls on the phone. I'm going to get to that in just a second. This is John Ratliff. Let's just ground ourselves for a minute in this hysteria. Remember they were trying to prove quid pro quo? Have you heard them say anything about quid pro quo lately? Yeah, because they didn't prove that. They couldn't prove it. So here he is explaining the mess that this is.
The prosecution is missing an essential element of their case. There is no quid pro quo until someone from the Ukraine says, we knew that military aid was being withheld during that July 25th call, and that testimony hasn't come, and it's not coming. This is just another in the latest of a frame job of the president. They tried to frame him for being a Russian agent and failed. They tried to frame him for obstructing justice using a legal standard that had never been applied to anyone else and failed. And now they're trying to frame him for a quid pro quo involving military aid where no Ukrainian was aware that military aid was being withheld. It's grossly unfair.
Yeah, and bizarre. Gerald from Cowpens, a place I'm thinking they got a lot of cows. Hey, Gerald.
Hey, good afternoon, ma'am. Miss Tara, now look, I'm getting too old for this. Now, I wake up from a nap, and I hear you doing a show. I looked at my clock, and I said, Lord, how much I must have entered the Twilight Zone. But anyway, you tell Rambo to have you a nice supper, and you have a great weekend, baby doll.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I instructed him to have my glass of wine waiting for me when I get home, and I know he will. So,
okay, take care, baby.
All right. Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate it. Okay, yeah. Losing their mind. All right, and by the way, I want to play a clip of somebody. Julian Assange, okay? Remember Julian Assange? WikiLeaks published the allegedly Russian hacked emails, right? There's only a couple of places, like if you really wanted to prove the Russians hacked the DNC server and disseminated the emails, like there's two places you'd go to prove that. You'd get the server. You wouldn't ship it to Ukraine. You'd get the server. And then you'd extradite Julian Assange. And you'd ask him, because he knows. He's the one who published the emails. He knows who sent them. They know who sent him to. And if it was the Russians, they'd have him in a ticker tape parade every year. I'm telling you, folks, the Russians did not hack that server. And one day, we're going to find that out. We are going to find that out. Remember when some members of the Senate had put a deal together, I don't know if you remember this, to get Julian Assange out of the embassy where he was hiding and to ship him to the U.S. And they'd cut the deal with Assange. And Assange had agreed he was not going to release a tranche of stuff. It was stuff that was very damaging to the CIA, a lot of their hacking tools. He wasn't going to release that. And he would also help them in their Russia investigation. And he said he was not going to tell them who gave him the stuff. He had to protect his sources, but he would tell them who it was not. And he insisted it was not the Russians. We could have known. You know who scuttled that deal? James Comey. James Comey personally scuttled the deal. He did not want Assange here, and he did not want Assange to talk to anybody about that. And Assange was going to come in an advisory capacity, not in handcuffs. He'd be doing media interviews that the government couldn't control, all that stuff. Comey scuttled it, and so Assange went, oh, well. And he released all the CIA's hacking tools. So now hackers all over the world have them. Why do you think Comey did that? Why do you think, you know what's the most interesting thing about this? We are having this whole debate about this whole stupid impeachment. And you know what's the one thing we're not talking about? The most interesting thing in the entire phone call is never mentioned. It's forgotten. It was in the first paragraph of the transcript. It was the favor. Remember the Trump asked the president of Ukraine for a favor, and it was not the Bidens. That was later in the call, and it wasn't as big of a deal. No, the big favor was he wanted the server, the DNC server. What the heck is the DNC server doing in Ukraine? And why does Trump think it's there? The media, rushed to debunk it, never proved it wasn't there because you can't prove a negative, and then just ignored it. And so I'm watching this, and they're using the term favor. They drop it in all the time. Trump wanted a favor from Ukraine. The favor was the server. Do you remember the back and forth? And there's a reason I'm pointing this out to you folks. It's because they don't want anybody to be able to know for certain who hacked that server. And there's only one reason for that, because it wasn't the Russians. And I'm betting maybe there wasn't even a hacking. Otherwise, that server would be front and center. Folks, it would already be in a museum in D.C. by now. Instead, it's God knows where. Do you notice how the media was never interested in finding out where it was? And then do you remember the back and forth between Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, and Comey arguing? And Comey says, well, they never gave me the server. And then the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, says, well, you never subpoenaed it. You never even asked for it. Oh, you never asked for the server? You didn't want the server? Because if, like the average sixth grader, if they were going to do the Mueller-Russia investigation, what would you do? You'd get the server, right? You'd start there. Good place to start. And you'd extradite Assange. He was offering to cooperate. They didn't want him. Except, at least they didn't want him in a way they couldn't control him and bury him in a federal prison. There's a very interesting interview Assange did. I'll play it next. Pretty bad when the only people that make sense are the ones who've been on the run from our government, right? That's what happens. You want to know if somebody's really a whistleblower in the modern age here? They're not protected at all. Laws, what the laws say, be darned. Edward Snowden comes to mind, and so does Julian Assange. A person I don't agree with all the time. He was a Bernie supporter. This is an interview before they locked him in the depths of the federal prison there in the UK, and he was never heard from again. Listen to what he said.
Hillary Clinton has done quite well strategically to try and draw connection between Trump and Russia because she has so many connections of her own. My analysis of Trump and Russia is that there is no substantial connection. Why do I say that? Well, because Trump was trying to invest in Russia before Putin in the 1990s, after Putin, in fact, nearly all the way up to the present moment. And he's had no success. He did not manage to build hotels and so on in Russia. So that shows how insubstantial his contacts are. There's an extremely well-documented pattern of when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, those people, companies, governments, who wanted a decision by the Secretary of State in their favor, making large donations to the Clinton Foundation, or in some other cases, business deals with the people around Hillary Clinton. Now, one particular instance is the approval by Secretary Clinton of selling 20% of the U.S. uranium reprocessing rights to a Russian company to be exported to Russia. So at that time, a large donation was made by those Russian interests to the Clinton Foundation. In addition, Clinton's campaign manager, Podesta, was on the board of a company called Juul Unlimited. And Juul Unlimited held some of these rights and received a $35 million investment from Russia.
Yeah, but the Democrats, so it doesn't matter. I mean, they can hang out with Russia, get paid off by Russia, but that's okay. It's all right. It's fine. You can trust them. Can you imagine if, I don't know, somebody in the Trump family, Ivanka maybe, and Melania. Melania got paid $400,000 for a speech by a Kremlin-owned bank. Do you think that would be the linchpin in their theory? See, because Bill Clinton did. 45-minute speech. Nobody cares. Texter writes, hey, Tira. She's giving me some advice on filling in for Bobby today. Tira, it's a different cat in the afternoon segment. Some of us are already home in our jammies and halfway into a bottle of brandy. You might get some unreadable comments. Oh, that's fine. I understand completely. That's exactly where I'd be if I, well, not halfway into the bottle. That knocked me out cold. But a glass in. Glass of wine in anyway. Unreadable comments are welcome. Can't promise I'll read them, though. Texter writes, hey, Tara, that's true about cows usually lying down when it rains. I figure all the standing cows are killed by lightning bolts and only the lazy survive. Hashtag live long, be lazy. Now, the texter writes, our cows, when we lived in California, would run around in our pasture with tails in the air about 30 seconds before an earthquake hit. All right, so they're good for that. Another texter writes, Jerry from Simpsonville, sorry, Tara, I forgot you were covering for Bobby. Anyway, no one remembers Clinton firing all those people simply because the drive-by news didn't cover it. Another texter writes, so Assange was basically going to be the James Spader Red Reddington character from Blacklist. Whoa. A lot of people terrorized by cows, and no one talks about it. Like, if you were terrorized by a shark, the news would come and talk to you. If you're just terrorized by a cow, no one cares. Texter writes, Tara, when I was a youngster, I walked off into my uncle's pasture in Dacresville and got charged by a big black bull, ran as fast as my little legs would go, and I've never forgotten that. Now, the texter writes, OMG, it's Tara for my ride home. My Friday is complete. Yeah. Well, the good news is it appears that Brenda is his home from her surgery, and Bobby's saying now he thinks he'll be back on Monday. So that's better than we all expected here. Another texter writes, and it's good news. Another texter writes, remember when Hillary wanted to launch a drone strike on the Ecuadorian embassy to take out Assange? By the way, Epstein did not kill himself. Another texter writes, if there was no hacking at all, then what did Assange publish? Oh, they got the stuff. No. They got the goods with the DNC, Podesta, all that. But who's to say it was the Russians? Folks, with every day that passes, I'm more and more convinced it wasn't. They hid the server. Trump was a big favor. He wanted the server, not the Biden. The Bidens were second. He wanted the server. That's why they panicked. That's what set off the panic that led to this sloppy impeachment. It's sloppy because it's being done in a panic. They don't like to operate this way. All those intel guys went, oh my God, you know, he's asking if they know where the server is. I'm amazed it's still in one piece, or it was, or Trump believed it was, enough so that he asked the president for it as a major favor. Think of all the stuff Trump could ask for. He wanted the server. He didn't even want the Biden stuff first. Why would Trump want the server? Because he has doubts, too, about the Russian hacking. I know what he has to say. He has doubts, too. Comey didn't want the server. He didn't want to see that server. Neither did Mueller. Mueller should have gotten the server. Mueller never even asked for the server. Why is that? Mueller never even wanted to talk to Assange. Why is that? Can you imagine what it would do to the American psyche if it ever could be proven there was no Russian hacking? Like, Russians were not hacking. I mean, like, and I'm talking the Russian government. I mean, there's always Russian phishing operations. I mean, our servers get hit by them all the time. So does everybody else's. So, I mean, no, I mean, like, if Russia really didn't do this, can you imagine what that would do to the American psyche, the media's credibility? It would change everything. What's some thoughts?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.